Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 261. What about capital punishment? At 10:12 a.m. on May 25th, convicted murderer John Spinklink was put to death at Florida State Prison. Prior to this moment, many people expended much effort in a futile attempt to prevent it. They affirmed that capital punishment is cruel and unusual. One man on death row stated that it is immoral and unconstitutional for the state to take a man's life. But what does the Bible say about it? The first mention of capital punishment is in Genesis 9, 5, and 6. God said, "At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man." God declared the great worth of the individual in two ways, by stating that man is made in God's image, and by demanding the death penalty for the manslayer. Further, in Numbers 35, 30, and 31, the law mandated, "Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death. Moreover, he shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death." Not only was the death penalty required for the murderer, but the law forbade the practice of allowing the condemned man to purchase his freedom or a lesser sentence. I personally think this would also forbid the now common practice of plea bargaining, which often frustrates justice. The New Testament also addresses the question of the state's right to bear arms against the evildoer. Paul declares that governments exist by God's will, Romans 13:1. The ruler, government, is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil, Romans 13:4. The government of a country, therefore, bears the sword as the minister of God, when that sword is used against evildoers. Since a sword is designed for the purpose of killing, there can be no doubt that capital punishment is included in its mandate. Many people obviously think that the New Testament dispensation of grace rules out capital punishment. It is true that Romans 12:19 says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay." Yet Paul is actually quoting Old Testament scripture, Leviticus 19:18, Deuteronomy 32:35, and is not setting forth a new concept. Only six verses further, Paul declares the right of the state to will the sword, Romans 13:4. Even the Lord Jesus does not teach against capital punishment. In Matthew 5:21-22, Jesus cites the law, "Whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment." He then adds to it, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Far from lessening the impact of the law on this point, Jesus actually strengthens it. The Lord does indeed teach against personal vengeance and vindictiveness in Matthew 5:38-44. And we must be careful not to develop a vengeful spirit even toward murderers. This teaching does not, however, militate against the use of capital punishment by the lawful authorities. God himself will one day execute capital punishment in a complete manner, Matthew 10:28, and his judgment will be swift and terrible, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-9. Capital punishment is indeed and individuals, but it is not contrary to biblical teaching or immoral when applied according to just and equitable laws.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosperity. We encourage you to worship with us Sunday morning. Bible study begins at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, there are Bible classes for all ages at 7 p.m.